What makes one kind of ice cream better than another? To answer that question, I visited the Utah State University Nutrition, Dairy, and Food Sciences building and met David Irish. He's been the manager of Aggie Ice Cream for 8 years. He gets a pleasant half smile on his face when I remind him that Aggie Ice Cream was voted best local ice cream shop in Utah this summer. So I ask him, what makes Aggie Ice Cream so good?
So it's sold fresh. We've been doing it for a long time, and we get our milk from a high-quality dairy.
Irish says it's cow to cone in as little as 3 days.
We don't make a whole bunch during the winter and store it and then sell it during the summer. We just increase production in the summer to match what we need for our orders.
Next, Irish says the ice cream comes from a high-quality dairy. All of the milk is supplied by USU's George B. Kane Dairy Farm.
Their milk, it's high quality. It's won awards for the number one in the nation student-run dairy. And so it's a good dairy, and it gives us great milk, high quality.
And last, USU has been doing this since 1921, so they know what they're doing. But what are they doing exactly? Irish took me on a tour of the factory and described the process for making Aggie ice cream.
So the truck comes from the George B. Kane Dairy Farm. It will come up here, we move our vehicles out. They hook up to these stainless steel pipes and use the pump to pump the milk in through the pipes and into the building into our holding tank.
After the milk goes through the pipes, it's warmed up and mixed together with cream, sweeteners, and other additives to make sort of a sweet-smelling, melty ice cream soup.
When we make ice cream, we use these two tanks. We put a certain amount of whole milk, cream, corn syrup solids, non-fat dry milk, and cocoa powder if we're making chocolate, and that's where it's all heated up and mixed, and then it runs through the pasteurizer, which is that piece of equipment.
It's then pasteurized, homogenized, and aged overnight. And that's one of the most important parts of getting that creamy texture ice cream lovers crave.
Aging allows the proteins and the fat to interact so that it makes a better body of ice cream. An ice cream body is how it feels on your tongue. Whether it's grainy, whether it feels, you know, kind of chalky, or whether it's smooth and creamy.
After it's aged, the ice cream soup is pumped into flavor tanks and flavored 55 gallons at a time. Then it's put into the ice cream freezer and brought down to the chill temperature of negative 20 degrees. At this point, air is added into the ice cream, which makes each gallon grow from about 1 gallon to 1.75 gallons. That's what makes it light and fluffy.
This tube, we're adding cookies and ingredients into here. There's a mixer inside that mixes those, and then it goes down and we can fill a tub or we can fill a half gallon through this spout.
Then it's dispensed into the buckets, scooped up by an ice cream scoop, and placed on this nice man's ice cream cone.
Yeah, the Aggie ice cream is just super creamy and always tasty and always refreshing.
Last year, Aggie ice cream made just under 49,000 gallons of ice cream. The most popular flavor is Aggie Blue Mint, and second is Bull Tracks. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.